Welcome back to I'll Drink to That. That was so bad. I'm so sorry. Today I'm chatting with the wonderful Juman Wang, who is currently in Anne Juliet, which is one of my favorite musicals on Broadway right now. If you haven't seen it, go and see it. It's fun. It's a blast. There's confetti. There's music that everyone knows. It's really entertaining. It's really fun. We sit, sip, and spill some MT. I really think that's funny that that's my tagline because it rhymes, but there's no tea spilled, really. It's just two folks chatting about the theater industry, the art industry in general. Anyway, hope you enjoy. Grab your drink. And let's have fun. I'm going to attempt to actually get better at these intros. I don't know if it'll happen, but it might. You never know. Anyway. All right, here we go.
All right.
Hello. Here we
go. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, I just, you know, sometimes, so I'm taking voice lessons from Matt Farnsworth and Mike Ruckles, and then somehow,
oh, yeah.
I pushed 1 week and somehow today I have lessons from both of them.
Oh.
So it was weird.
This is what I tell people when I do this thing. Wait, actually I need to scoot my, hold on.
Okay, this is, that was a gallery.
But welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We have Juman on. Do you want to do like a little introduction of yourself?
Hi, I'm Juman. I'm from
Perfect.
South Korea. I'm doing theater and, you know, a performer.
Juman is currently in a little show called Anne Juliet.
Yes.
Which is really fun. I've seen more times than I think I ever thought I would see it. I've seen it like five times. No.
Yeah.
Five times now? Four times now? No, five.
Yeah.
I've seen it five times because I took my friend this last time she was here.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. You know, I'm not a big fan of jukebox musicals, but Anne Juliet,
I'm not either.
I think Anne Juliet did really well. And when I was in rehearsal process, I was like, oh, I really like this. Actually like this.
Yeah. It's quite different the way that that it works with a jukebox. Cause I also feel like a lot of jukebox musicals right now are like biopics. Basically bio musicals.
Yeah.
And it's just like Sonny and Cher singing their song, which they wrote. Or, you know, MJ, it's like an MJ song, but it's MJ obviously did the song, so it's you know, now we were just at a concert performance. Carole King, I think, is the best bio musical that we have. I think.
Yeah.
But I count those as jukebox musicals because they're
The songs are already existed and used it. I think it's, you know, David West Reed, our writer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did incredible job putting drama and songs together. He's so smart.
Yeah. It's really fun. It's entertaining. You have some amazing cast members.
Yeah, incredible cast. Yeah, everyone's so talented. Yeah.
Which, yeah, we'll talk about them later. They can have their moment in a minute.
Okay.
Welcome to I'll Drink to That. This podcast has no rhyme or reason, but we are going to sit, sip, and spill some MT. We don't really spill any MT. We're just going to chat about the entertainment business. But what are you sipping on today?
I'm drinking peppermint tea.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's nice, you know.
Yeah.
In the winter, it will open you up. Open your, you know, sinus a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have, well, my friend, you know Maureen. She came to the party.
Yeah.
She came over this morning and we had mimosas. So I have a mimosa sitting over there that I haven't touched.
Nice.
But I'm also sipping on some coffee.
Yeah.
So, you
mimosa
know.
Mimosa coffee.
It's, yeah, they're good.
Nice.
It's a good hydrating duo of liquids.
Yes. And a little bit of caffeine.
Yeah. Everything you need in a day. A little alcohol, a little caffeine, and there's water somewhere in that mix.
Yeah, true. Yeah, mostly water.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, well, we've already started talking about Anne Juliet, so tell me a little bit about, working on the show. You were with them in Toronto, yeah? Yeah, so you've been with the show for quite a bit.
Little over than a year.
Yeah.
We started May rehearsal process for Toronto. So that was 2022 May.
Yeah. So you're almost on 2 years. Well, you're like a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half,
I
almost
guess
2 years.
May is, yeah.
May is gonna be here very quick.
It
Audition, and it was one of the best audition I've like experience I ever had. It was super fun. Max Martin was there, everyone was there, and it was like wow. And like I've never seen more than 10 people behind the table, but the final callback, I think we had like good 20 people behind the table, maybe
Wow.
more than 20 people.
I
And
yeah.
it's not usual, you know? And then they're asking a bunch of questions about you, like, oh, like, what do you like? Like some like personal questions. I was like, wow, they're really trying to get to know me. It was very sweet. I was very, I felt welcomed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like rare experience, I would say. And then we started rehearsal May, and it was very quick because show is already done in London. So we just learned act one in 1 week, act two second week, run through like a third week, like tweak here and there. Fourth week we're like more than ready to go.
Yeah.
And then what else? So like I never done like regional theaters in my life. I was like, this is gonna be my regional theater experience. I'm so excited, So it will be like in Toronto for like 2.5 months. So I was super, super excited. And after the process, I feel like that 4 weeks went by like so quick. And like in the blink of eyes, I was in Toronto. I was like, wow, I'm here.
Yeah, those that process is always like when you're in it, it feels like it's lasting for an eternity, and then all of a sudden and then like yesterday feels like you think you like you met everyone yesterday and it's all of a sudden been 4 weeks. But while you're like in the process, I always feel like I'm like, gosh, this hour couldn't be any longer.
That's true. That's true. Especially around like 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's like, oh my gosh. Just let me go home. Just let me go home.
Right. Sleep for the next 12 hours and then I'll be back.
Like I've danced for like 6 hours,
Yeah.
And like everyone is so like unique in their own way, and have so many non-binary people. It was so, I would say it was so, what's the word? Like rich, like a like everyone came from like some people came from Toronto, I don't know, Canada. Like some people came from LA. I'm from South Korea. Like there are a bunch of people from all different background and all different places, and they were like very open, like loving, and it was like everyone was so loving. It was just so nice, in the
Yeah.
room. And it started from the creative to like people in the room, and to us it's just like it was just so fun.
Yeah. You guys look like you have a blast on stage every night. I mean, I'm sure it gets very tiring after by the by show number seven, you're like, all right, we can be
Oh
done
my
with
gosh,
this,
yeah.
but
Oh my god, yeah. But yeah, that gets us through for like 8 years a week. We being silly on the stage sometimes, you know, in the backstage, you know, we're
Oh yeah, do you
we're a
guys have
bunch
any
of
backstage
shenanigans.
antics? I feel like I've seen a lot of videos of like Betsy Wolff is hilarious. I've never met Betsy, I don't think, but
Oh,
she's
she
her
is
videos
so
she's been
funny.
creating are hilarious, and all of y'all doing whatever you're doing
Yeah.
for that, and then Megan winning,
The
trying to
Dollar
win the Dollar
Friday,
Friday.
yeah.
I mean,
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Betsy, she's one of the funniest person I ever seen. Yeah. We have a little check-in dancing moment in the backstage. Right in the Show Me the Meaning. It's a second third song in the show. Wait, fourth song. The show, and I'm exiting this stage to get bench to bring in, and I have like I would say like good 16 bars, maybe, yeah, good 16 bars the singing out backstage before I come in, and Betsy's always there, and we're like kind of like dancing because that why I was singing, and we're like kind of like checking each other. And like dancing. Sometimes when she's really tired, she's just like, she goes like this and just like, I'm so tired, you know? Like, and sometimes we do some really silly dance moves and yeah, it's really, she's the best.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's so the show is fun and I enjoy it. It's so nice to know that the cast has fun
Yeah.
doing the show and has fun little antics backstage.
Yeah. Like, it's a kind of like, you know, like naturally builds up while you're like being silly in the backstage and like kind of like doing the same kind of like things, and it's just growing from there, you know. And like I have like some deep breathing moment
Yeah.
and some like dance kind of dance off moment. Yeah, there's so many like there's some high fives. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
You also cover Frankie, right? Tell me, and you've been on a few times now, but you recently, it wasn't too long ago that you went on for the first time, was it? For
I
Frankie?
went, yeah, my first time was April 23rd.
Yeah. What was
Yeah.
that? Tell me about that. I was very sad that I couldn't be there 'cause
Oh.
I saw that it was happening and I think I had something that day 'cause I normally will go and try and get like a rush ticket
Yeah.
for things 'cause I did a
Yeah.
rush with when Rachel went on
Oh
for
yeah. Her Juliet.
yeah.
Yeah. Rachel is amazing.
I love Rachel.
Yeah. Yes, so like, you know, Frankie is a big role. Frankie is a big role in the show. So you know, I started prep like right away because, you know, as you know, English as a second language, I have like this so many barriers, you know. So, but then the thing is, I don't have much time to rehearse with people. I have like a couple of put-ins and like, you know, and like, and then that's it. Yeah, that and also the people I rehearse with for put in, it's different from people who are in the, on the stage.
Right.
So like, I couldn't really like lock in something because like it always, you know, that's like so you have to kind of like in the moment with people on the stage. But then that's kind of like also hard for me because I sometimes, you know, pronunciation wise, I cannot pronounce everything correctly if I'm not prepared enough. You know what I mean? It's kind of like
Yeah.
hard to explain. I need to like, you know, there's like a international phonetic alphabet. Like you write down, and then I was like, I going over that and like over and over and over, and then like I go sentence by sentence, and then like it's so much work for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So and I was like, you know, like working that just try to do my best and because I'm a second cover, I get noticed really short amount, like I get short notice. So first time I went on, I got hour notice. So hour for the show, I got called in. Jimin, you're gonna be the Frankie. I was like,
Here
So like usually I don't have enough time to review everything. So I was like, and that's kind of, I think that was good for me. And even though, I don't know, I just believe that, you know, you work your stuff and you just let go,
Right.
right? Like, and then you hope the best. And I think I learned it. I kind of like, I like that I learned it that way rather than I'm like so focused on, and I have like 3 days before notice and I'm like going crazy
Right.
until the show time. Yeah, so first time it was kind of blur, but you know, Luke, our director, always told us, just be truthful. Don't try to be funny, you know. Just be who you are. Like, just focus on the storytelling. So I was like, just trying to do that and try to be grounded. But it was really fun to be present on the stage with like actors and like being Frankie. It's so fun, it's so fun. And it was like end of the BCEFA
Oh yeah.
week. So Stark made speech. Usually Stark Sands, legend. He usually makes speech about like, oh, twice a year for all the community. You know what it
Yeah,
is.
the big spiel that everyone, yeah.
And then before that, he actually introduced me, one of our understudy, Jimmy Hwang, one of Frankie, for the first time. 10 years ago, he didn't even know how to speak English, but today he played a principal role on Broadway. And that was like, I tried not to cry, but I couldn't help. It was something that I started late musical theater. I grew up as a break dancer, and I was doing a show as a break dancer in London 2008 when I was 23. And I watched Billy Elliot. That's when I started like learning how to sing, learned how to sing, how to act. So I was very late in the game, and I wasn't. And then when I got back to Korea, started learning those things and auditioning. You know, people, you know, grew up with singing. I was so behind, and I always felt like maybe this is not for me. But I just loved musicals, so I couldn't just give up. I was just like, if I work hard, someday I'll be there.
Right.
And you know, that happened. So I'm very happy that, you know, hard work will bring you to, you know, somewhere that you want to be, you know.
Yeah.
So there was like, I had some like traumas in 20s, you know, not, you know, we all have as an artist, like you're not good enough, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't pursue this career, blah 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 blah, you know. But I'm glad I didn't give up and I made that happen, and it's the biggest achievement I ever had.
Well, we're also very excited that you didn't give up because it's so fun watching you on the stage. I always, whenever I go with friends, I'm like, in the yellow, in the yellow. I'm like, that's the best way I can describe. I'm like, over there. That's him, right there. That's
Yeah,
Truman.
the gold chain, gold
Yeah,
chain.
yeah. I also really like in this show you guys get to come on a little, well, you guys have a different walk on than I feel like most shows do, since you guys enter before.
Like
I
a
mean, I guess the
pre-show?
shows, yeah, you have a pre-show thing,
Right.
which I know is kind of a routine that you do, but it also looks like it changes a little bit depending
Yeah,
on
right. Pre-show
how
is
you're
like,
feeling.
yeah, it's like a we have assignments, but then other than that, it's very like it's free, so we can do, you know, we can go crazy, but
Right.
there is so much room to be, do whatever you want.
Yeah. I enjoy that you all get to come on and you get to say hey, and I also love the use of the breaking of the fourth wall, I think, with that. I mean, I love that Rachel gets to come and sit and just like
And
chat
then talk to people.
with her mug and
Yeah, I think it's like because we're jukebox musical and the songs are very concerty, like it's like
yeah.
famous pop songs. I think the intention was trying to invite audiences like early in the beginning. They can be with us and they can just cheer and whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
When
it's like
I've
very different kind of, not very different, but like it's different vibes, definitely.
Yeah. When I
Yeah.
first saw the show, I had no idea when I was, 'cause I think I saw Anne Juliet without having heard the music. Like, I don't even think I knew what songs had been chosen to be
In the show.
in the show when I went. So I went completely blind. All I knew was it was like if you took Head Over Heels and Shakespeare and current pop songs and you mash them together, which is basically Head Over Heels, just a different time period, I guess. And I was like, all right, sure. I can be down with that, maybe. So I was like, well, I guess I'll go see the show. And I knew Rachel was in the show at the time, because Rachel and I did Broadway Dreams together. And I love seeing, friends on stage. So I got my ticket and I think I got a, no, I bought a real ticket that day. I got a real ticket. I think all the other tickets that I've gotten have been rush tickets or standing room. Which the standing room process for that show is also really great, actually. I really enjoy it. It's pretty easy as long as you get there in time.
Oh, you can
Standing
just
room is
nice.
it's like $49, and it's actually all the way up in the mezz.
Mezzanine, but still pretty like
I
intimate.
personally, I am 5'1", and I can still see over everyone. I think it's actually one of the best views because I think the first time I did a standing room seat at intermission, they had some like open seats. So one of the ushers was like, if you want to come, like just come sit over down here. And I was like, wow, I almost wish I had stayed standing, because now there was like a bar in my way or like whatever is like, on the balcony so no one falls and dies. And yeah, I really like that. I do like that view. I tell people all the time, I was like, if you want to see a fun show, you want to grab a little drink, go sing along. It's a great, I mean, don't sing along out loud, but it's a great show. It's a very fun
For sure.
show. I love the confetti.
So
I have
much
Anne
confetti.
Juliet confetti
Glitter.
everywhere. It's just
Glitters
everywhere.
everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Like fireworks.
Oh
Crazy.
yeah. The bubbles are really cool too.
Oh,
Whatever those the bubble smoke
Smoke bubbles.
yeah, in that
Raining.
section. Yeah, that's really cool. Do you have like a favorite song or dance like moment in that show? There's a lot of dance. There's more dancing in that show than I thought there would be, actually.
I really like the moment and the problem that we go when Romeo is up in this circle revolver the thing, you know what I'm talking about?
The stage, the like, oh, the when it goes up on the, is it when it switches, when Problem and Can't Feel Your Face is also happening at the same
So
time?
Juliet and Romeo switches at the moment,
Yeah.
and then Romeo crew gets up to this little
Yeah.
circle, and it's elevated. I like the dance moment there. I feel like I don't know. I feel like we're in a like stadium,
I do like that staging. And I like
It's
that,
really
yeah.
fun. It's really fun, yeah. And then singing wise. What's fun song to sing? I like Show Me Love. Roar, I Roar is so hard and so much dancing, but
Yeah.
it gives me like is it catharsis? How is it right? Like when you're done, you're like, oh my, it's done, I
Yeah.
did it, like you feel like, oh yeah. So I like roar
Is
doing
that
that.
kind of, because that's like one of the last
Yeah, one of the
songs that you
last.
do until the very end, right? Because the
Yeah.
rest is mostly Juliet and Anne and Romeo.
Yeah. As Frankie, I love What Do You Want From Me? That
That's
song.
one of my, actually, that my favorite thing from leaving the show. I was like, this is how you act a pop rock cut. All of the songs, like a lot of them, I was just like, this is perfect. Melanie singing fucking perfect is like, I absolutely love. And then What Do You Want From Me is really good. Like the build up to that is really good into the song. I was not expecting a song to happen there. I don't know why. That's like the most musical theater section, I think, like spot to have a song start. But it's so well done. It's so well, the way it's written is really good.
It's really, yeah. Maybe that's why I love it, going into the song, and you can just really feel the emotion just flowing, how it is written in the script. It's really good.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the highest, like
Yeah, moment of
that
acting.
kind of energy, that stake is like one of the highest of the whole
Yeah, it's
show for that
Frankie.
character
Yeah,
specifically.
Frankie. Yeah.
So, how long have you been in the city? How long have you been in New York?
I moved here 2015, almost 8 years, and I moved here 2013, August.
What's it been like, going from South Korea to here? Learning the, like, I'm sure living is very different, the
Very,
style.
yeah, wow, this can be 3 days conversation, but I'm gonna try to make it short. The biggest thing is I was grown up, or I mean I was grown up kind of, I was 28 when I moved here,
Right.
so I was like already, I knew who I am kind of, and I wasn't like, I don't
Finding
know what to
yourself
do,
and do it, yeah.
I knew like what I want to do, but then the thing was I didn't speak English. So when I moved here, I didn't speak almost a year. I would say I was there, but I wasn't there.
Right.
I existed like kind of ghost way.
Yeah.
Because I was a creeper who was trying to listen to understand English, because I couldn't even listen what they're saying, like for first 6 7 months, because how I learned English is very different from here, actually people speaking here,
Right.
yeah, that was such an experience. And I really appreciate that when I went through. I feel like push this refresh button and then start my life in a way from the beginning, kind of. So I learned so much about myself that I didn't know.
Right.
If I wasn't in that social setup, you're like, I was kind of like it's hard to explain. Like everything is kind of there, but nothing is accessible,
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make friends, but it was like it's not working because I cannot speak. And even you speak language, it's hard to make friends. You know what I mean?
It is. I know
You
that.
know, like
Yes.
making friends is
Moving.
hard, already hard, and like on top of that, I was like trying to, hi, oh,
Right.
nice to,
Making friends as an adult is hard, 'cause
it's very
I
hard.
mean,
Yeah,
I'm just barely an adult at this point. I've just turned 24, and moving here, I feel like is so difficult to try and find
and
anyone to.
yeah, in college, everyone's busy to make cool friends,
Yeah, 'cause you're forced to, basically. It's like the people that you have to
Yeah,
be
you're
with
like,
for 4 years, so you might as well make friends and be nice and
yeah, you
find your
are looking
group.
for like a cool friend, you know. Anyway, yeah, so like it was also one of the hardest time I ever lived in my life. Like it was really tough. And I was in Wisconsin, and winter break, you know, the Midwest, Wisconsin, snowing every day for like months.
Yeah,
Maybe
doesn't stop.
3 days in a month, it's not snowing. So like, you don't, I didn't even have a car. So I was just at home. I didn't know how to cook, you know? And only thing I was able to do was going to the, you know, practice room singing, or like going to this like dance room and dancing. So like I was doing a lot of them. Yeah, but it got better. And also another thing is I was majority in Korea, and I've never felt being minority in my life until I came here. And that's interesting experience. And I can tell that kind of, you know, this is getting deep, but
It's okay.
it's kind of set up in this way. So I found myself kind of, what's the good word? Like not giving up, but like, oh, you know, this is what it is, you know, after like,
Very stagnant, like finding this weird status quo of just like.
yeah, like you feel hurt, you know, you learn, oh, I'm okay. And like you kind of like, you don't want to get hurt anymore, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know, this is, and like at some point I was like, wait, what am I doing? No. So I was like, you know, just like whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, that's like my first 3 years in the US, I think. Yeah, I was like going through this whirlwind of like crazy life-changing moment. Yeah, also this is kind of, I realized recently, the impression that I got for Americans, I thought it was, oh, they're like this. I found that it wasn't true recently, because how I experienced the first couple of years in the US, how they treated me, it's very different now how people treated
Right.
me. So I was like, oh, that was just, it wasn't, this is like normal Americans like this.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, so it's just like, I'm still learning. I'm still like figuring out, but it's been really, really interesting journey and experience. But I love being here. I love that I experienced this. I think this will, at some point later, I don't know when, will pay me off as a something unique artist, you know. Yeah.
I feel like you have a really nice Korean community here as well
Oh,
now.
used to. We still have. We used to have a lot of friends, but a lot of people went back to Korea. Now we have, yeah, still. But there are really cool Koreans here, you know, doing amazing things.
Yeah. Is
Yeah.
there anything that you miss that's there that isn't here, or things here that you love that aren't
It's
there?
not there. I think the friendship culture is very different in US and Korea. And also, I mainly made friends here like as an adult. And as an adult, making friends is hard in Korea, here both ways. It's just hard in everywhere. But you know, I had friends I grew up with. dancing together for like years. We're like brothers. So, and then because we were so tight and we did so many like we went competitions, we did so many things together. So I mean, like our circle was very tight and we didn't have many other friends. So I was always hanging out with the same friends like them, and like, you know, once you build a trust like that, you know, you don't have to like try anything extra. You just be there and just with them, just like you kind of taking it for granted. I don't know, like your family, you know, they're always there. Yeah, but then also like we would like to talk about like, you know, this is weird, but like, oh, I think, you know, Korean people are weird. They're like to talk about like, oh, I think you should do this, that. They like to talk about what to do to other people. But here I realized people hate that, you know. So it's very different. As a friends, it's kind of caring in Korea. It's kind of like, it's not like, you know, you have to do this. It's more like, you know, as a friend, I think this will help you to da, 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 da. I don't know. It's, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, the culture is very different. Also, I'm still, I think I'm still making friends here to like see like, okay, what's like, because I don't, because maybe I, because I don't have that, what's friendship like in the US, like really good friendship like. So I think I'm like, even though maybe I have good friends here. No, I have good friends here. Yeah, I do have good friends here. But like maybe because I don't have that, I'm like just like being hard on myself, like, oh, I'm missing something. I should do something more, you know. Because I always feel like I'm less than people. You know, and it's a terrible feeling. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So, we like to chat on the podcast. There's a question that I have to ask because it is called I'll Drink to That.
Right.
Do you have a favorite Sondheim show or lyric?
So I love Sweeney Todd. What else? I mean, Into the Woods. I love Into the Woods too.
I didn't grow up with Sweeney Todd. I knew it existed, but I didn't know Sweeney Todd, and I just saw it, this revival a few months ago. It's fun. It's much,
Yeah.
I don't know. My brain was like, I know it's dark.
It is dark.
I didn't know how dark it really was.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you like Sweeney Todd, you should watch the show. Have you seen the show, The Horrors of Dolores Roach?
Is it Sondheim show?
No, it's a, so it's a television show. It's
Oh,
on, it might be on Hulu. It might
okay.
be on Apple TV.
Okay.
It's on a streaming service.
Okay.
And it's basically if you took Sweeney Todd, but set it present day ish, and put it in Washington Heights.
Oh,
And it's a
okay.
short series, it's only 8 episodes, and each episode's about a half hour. It's
Okay.
very gory because it's Sweeney Todd and it's a television show, but it's magnificently done. So I totally recommend that binge watch.
Okay.
And they have, it's fun because you sit there. The first episode, they actually use the music of Sweeney Todd. They use Demon Barber of
They
Fleet Street.
did.
But the as you watch it, you start to realize who is who, like who which character connects with the character from the show. It's a very fun one.
Nice.
The other question that I always
Okay.
ask is because it is also called I'll Drink to That. If you were to go to a bar, if we were to go to a bar and I said, all right, hold the table, I'm getting us a drink, and I have to get the Juman drink, what is your cocktail of choice? It can be anything.
I mean, it depends on my mood, the time, location, but
We're at Glass House.
Negroni.
A Negroni.
Yeah.
Oh, no one has said that.
Yeah.
Most people are most people have said like a wine or like a marg.
Margarita, yeah.
Margarita and a like a martini, a vodka martini. Those have been the big choices. Or some sort of coffee order. There are a lot of coffee orders that people will say instead of an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, yeah.
But
I like whiskey cocktails.
okay. I don't think I've
Yeah.
ever had a Negroni, actually, now that I think about it.
It's a good one. Tastes like adult.
I usually my cocktail of choice is like a Manhattan or an old fashioned. So
Yeah,
I'm
very
a
similar, very similar.
yeah, I like a bourbon more than a whiskey or I like a bourbon more than a tequila or a clear liquor
Yeah.
type thing.
Nice.
Now that the SAG stuff is over, we get to talk about television shows and movies and stuff, which is really fun. Do you have any shows that you absolutely love? Any TV shows or shows that you just binge watch, movies that you've seen recently that you would 10 out of 10 recommend to anyone?
I just watched Leave the World Behind. Yeah, I think it released Friday. Yeah. It's incredible. It's how they build the whole movie, the story. It's really good, really good.
I'll have to
Yeah.
check it out.
And you're like, you don't know what's coming.
Oh,
Yeah. And I really like that kind of movie. And I one of my absolute favorite movie, I mean, I have so many favorite movies, but it also did, I like, sometimes you want to be sad, you want to watch like action movie, like it's, it depends on like that. But I really like the Terminal, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg directed. It's incredible. I love jazz, so it's in there.
well, also, you perfor wait, you just performed on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, we did. We
Wait,
did.
what was that like? I know, very early call time.
Yeah, I mean, that was my second. My first was the prom, and
Oh, yeah.
when the prom did Macy's parade, it was one of the coldest Macy's parade day in the history. I think it was like around 10 degrees, I
Oh, my
think.
gosh.
I was dying. I was freezing out there. But this time, well, the weather was nice,
I'm glad it was sunny
yeah,
because I think it was supposed to rain.
it's a nice day with, cool experience. And then Jen tweaked about the choreography for the confident for TV performance. So everybody got good TV time.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really fun. It's just like I have to woke up at 3:30 in the morning.
And you guys had a show the night before, right?
No, not the night before, thankfully.
Oh,
But
okay.
we had 12 shows in a row going into Thanksgiving part of the day. So it was just like hell schedule. And on top of that, we had 12 hours rehearsals for Thanksgiving parade.
Right.
Yeah, so basically two shows a day, 9 days in a row, something like that. Yeah.
Holiday schedules are crazy. I think we should get that fixed. I think we should
Yeah.
fix these
Or
November, December holiday schedules because those are that's
yeah, or like bump us some something.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of I mean that's I know because last year I guess they did that this year too. Six and Wicked, and you guys had like 2 weeks straight of just like 8 show, 9 show, 10 show weeks, and then you had
Yeah.
like a day off, and then you had to do another 2.5 weeks of the same schedule with no
Crazy.
break or
No
anything
break.
like that.
Yeah. What is break?
Yeah. What is free time? I don't know.
What is your day off? You don't need day off in December. That was crazy. Yeah. When I saw that schedule like last year, and people like tweeting, like they were Instagram like, "Oh, this is too much." And I was It was kind of nice that people see that schedule and then talking about it, like, oh, this is too much. And it is too much,
Yeah. Well, make sure that if you're in the city, you go and check out Anne Juliet. This is for the audience listening to the podcast. Jubin, you should go see this show called Aunt Juliet if you're ever in ever in New York City. I would 10 out of 10 recommend it. It's a great show.
Yeah, I watched twice. I'll watch again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
go check it out. It's at the Sondheim Theater.
Sondheim Theater, yes.
Yeah. It's really cute. Yeah. And they have some great little rushed. Well, no, their rush is through Today Ticks, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Also, I don't think there's an in-person rush there.
Oh, okay.
I think I've tried before.
Rush. I thought you were talking about standing tickets. Yeah. Rush.
No, standing. Yes. Yeah. Standing rush. Tickets. You can go to the box office, but right. I think
rush is through Today Ticks.
Yeah. Which I think is so strange because I've tried to go and do Rush like literally 30 minutes before the show before. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we don't do that. But you can pay $169 for this balcony seat if you want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't want to just try and sell me the ticket? Can I just have it? I'll give you money. They're like, no, we need to do it through Today Ticks. So,
yeah.
Not the worst price. It's not the best price, though.
Right.
Not for a Rush ticket. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. This was great. This was so fun. And we'll have to, I'll get you a Negroni next time we...
Oh.
Or, wait, what was the drink you said? That's not what you said.
Negroni.
Oh, yeah.
I won't say no.
Next time, we'll meet at Glass House, and okay. I'll get you a Negroni.
Okay.
All right.
That was my podcast with Jumin. If you want to follow him on Instagram, he is at Jumin Huang. And make sure you go see Aunt Juliet. It's so fun. It is for all ages. It's music that you know. It's one of my favorite musicals, to be completely honest. And I know that's crazy for me because I don't usually like jukebox musicals, but this one's fun. That's all I got for today. If you want to follow me, I'm at claire.mcconnell or the Broadway Vlogs on Instagram. And thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time. All right, bye.